Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
And I want you to listen carefully to our first interview today. It's around the new safety protocols that is being introduced by the company Meta on their Instagram social media platform. It's caused so much social media has caused so much discussion, not just in this program, but a wider discussion among parents, among schools, among clinicians and medical professionals and so on, and among teens themselves as well. And Meta today announced that Instagram is to put users under the age of 18 into teen accounts, which will allow parents more control over their activities. Users under the age of 16 will also need a parent's permission to change the new restrictions. Social media firms are facing growing criticism for not doing enough to protect younger users from harmful content. Now, before we came on air, I spoke with Tara Hopkins, who's Global Director with Public Policy at Instagram. And I began by asking her, what are the safety settings on Instagram?
So when a teen signs up for Instagram now, they're defaulted into a number of protective settings, including they're defaulted into a private account, they're defaulted into not seeing inappropriate content, what's called a sensitive content control, and they're defaulted into not seeing or being able to be connected with people that they don't already know or who they're following. With the launch of Instagram teen accounts, what we're really trying to do is to take the burden off parents. So we're automatically going to be defaulting all teens on Instagram who are under the age of 18 into these stricter settings on the content that they can see, on who they are connected with, and the time they spend on the app. And as you say, crucially, if you're under the age of 16, those settings cannot be changed anymore without asking a mom and dad or a responsible adult to make those changes for you.
Okay. So if you're under 16, you have to get a parent, is that what you're saying, to change those settings?
That's it. And the idea is we've listened to parents and they're feeling overwhelmed by the number of tools that are out there, whether that's on Instagram or other social media and other kind of apps that their young people are using. And so we've really listened to parents and we're saying, okay, let us do the job for you. We are going to be automatically defaulting your young person under the age of 18 into these more protective settings.
And how will you verify? So this is for new users, isn't that right? So how will you verify if the person is under 18?
So we have a number of different ways that we do that. So when someone first joins Instagram, we ask them for their age, we ask them for their date of birth. If a young person currently on Instagram tries to change that date of birth, and we can see it's not their birthday or nowhere near their birthday, we will ask them to age assure. We try to make this as simple as possible. We send them a message to say, we can see you're trying to change your date of birth. Can you please age assure? And we'll ask them to use either a technology that takes a photograph, it's a third party technology called Yoti to do that, or they can just upload a piece of ID.
Okay.
So we'll continue to use that. And we're fully aware, we didn't come down in the last shower, that over the next few weeks and months, as young people are being moved automatically into these new accounts, so they might try to change their settings. So we're ready for that.
And when is this going to happen, Tara? Before you move on, when is this going to happen? Yeah. When is it going to be rolled out in Ireland?
So we're starting to roll it out globally today, and it's in the US, Canada, Australia and the UK to start with. And then Ireland and the rest of the EU will be, teens will start to see a difference towards the end of this year. And then globally, it'll be happening from January of next year.
Okay. What's going to happen to existing accounts?
So existing accounts will have exactly the same experience. And this is where it really is a very fundamental change for teenagers who are currently using Instagram. They will be sent a notification to be told that their account is going to be moved into the teen account experience. We want it to be a value for them. We want them to feel good about this, that they've also told us that they want to see more protective experiences. They don't want to be contacted by people they don't know. Mm-hmm. They want to see age-appropriate content as well. So we're really trying to make young people see the benefit of these accounts.
When will the existing accounts, sorry Tara, if I may intervene, when will the existing accounts that teens have be moved into the private, more strictly controlled accounts?
So in Ireland, starting towards the end of the year, young people who are already on Instagram will start to be served up with a notification to let them know that in about 7 days, we'll be moving their account into the new teen settings. We're being fully transparent with them because it is a fundamental change and we're explaining what it means for them. Mm-hmm. And the difference between those age bands, that if you're under the age of 16, the experience is going to be different. They're going to have to talk to their mom and dad if they want to change those settings. If they're over the age of 16, they do have a little bit more autonomy.
Okay. Is it possible to set up an account and lie about your age?
You can. And unfortunately, some people do that. And what we're doing is we're building technology to find accounts that belong to teens who have done exactly that, who've been lying about their age when they first joined Instagram.
Is that and technology ready those, to go?
No, we're building that technology. Okay. And it is going to allow us to proactively find accounts belonging to
but
teens.
That's not
even
there.
If they've given
that's not there
time.
Now. So the problem.
That's testing.
So the
that's
problem
testing,
here
sorry,
is.
If I may say, that's testing in the US in January. Okay. It is a really big shift for us.
Harmful content is being accessed by children as young as 12, 11, 12, 13, because they lie about their age on Instagram. And you say that can still happen.
We try everything to try to find the age, if someone is age lying. And we've got a number of different ways that we do that. If someone is reported to us for anything at all, we check their date of birth and we look to see if that makes sense, that their date of birth that they've given us, does that look like the date of birth looking at someone's profile or the followers they have. So we do have a number of ways that we do that. We don't
but it's not
always
working,
talk about
Sarah,
that.
Do you accept
we
that?
Don't always talk about it publicly because we don't want people to know exactly what we're looking for when we're looking for age liars. I do think the technology as is that we're investing in now that we'll be launching in January will be the game changer in this space.
But experts say teens as young as 10, 11, 12 are being exposed to bullying and paedophiles and content promoting self-harm and eating disorders and...
Well, this is why we're working so closely with parents, because we want, as I said, take the burden off parents that they feel good and confident about their young person being on Instagram.
But how can I with respect, how can I, Tara, with respect as a parent, feel comfortable that my child is on Instagram, for example, when you this evening accept that someone can lie about their age and set up an Instagram account?
So you should feel good and confident when your young person is on Instagram. If they've given us their correct age, we will absolutely be building this experience for them. And then in the future, we're going to be finding those teenagers who may have lied in the past and put them directly and automatically into a teen account experience.
How can a parent, is the question that I'm putting to you, feel good that their child is on Instagram when the US Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy, called for cigarette-like labels on social media to warn of the potential mental health risks earlier this year? And the IMO telling us in this programme that social media use can be as addictive as tobacco. And you telling us this evening that, yes, you can lie about your age and, yes, a child can access violence and pornography and content promoting self-harm. How can any parent, Tara, feel good about their child on social media?
I'm certainly not saying that a young person on Instagram is accessing any of that kind of content. I think it's incredibly important that teens feel safe and that the parent feels that their teen is having a safe and protective experience while they're on Instagram. That came before today, but today we're taking an even more fundamental change in that we are taking that onus off the parents and we're going to be moving young people into these more protective teen accounts. And they will really help teens be put into these more protective settings, which means they will have age-appropriate experiences on our platform. Mm-hmm. They'll be put into what's called the sensitive content controls. So they'll see even less of this kind of content that could be upsetting, not violating, but could be upsetting if you're a certain age. You have to recognise the maturity levels change, obviously, hugely as a young person grows.
Is this a conversation you really want to have? Because really and truly, you're looking around the world and you're looking at governments like Australia, for example, proposing to restrict children from accessing these platforms at all.
Yeah, and look, I don't think it's a good idea to restrict young people from being able to use social media or to use the internet. Honestly, I think that it's like these young people are tech savvy. They're growing up in a digital age. There are huge advantages that they're already seeing from being on social media and being on the internet. And I have teenagers in my family. I have lots of nieces and nephews. And there's just a huge joy and a delight by this. I don't think banning entirely. But what I do think is we have to make sure that young people feel safe and their parents feel good about the time they're spending. And I do think that's something that we can be doing together as a society, with industry working really hard with parents and with governments to make sure that everyone is feeling good about their time online.
I think governments and experts are only talking about banning unless regulation unless it's improved and unless safety controls are improved. Because the recommender system has come up in conversations in this programme about social media, for example. The Irish Council for Civil Liberties recently said it is dismayed that toxic algorithms which push harmful content into the feeds of social media users, among them children, are not covered by an updated draft online safety code published earlier this year. Shouldn't it be?
So we're constantly in conversations with the Irish government, with any of the regulators that we obviously speak really, really frequently to, about A, how our platforms work and our broad approach to how we try to keep young people safe on our platform. As I said, on the teen account experience, we have this default into the sensitive content control to make sure that young people are having exactly that age-appropriate experience. And we're looking at how, say, for instance, the Irish, the IDPC, the Irish Data Protection Commission, has got their fundamentals on young people. And they've also recognised the difference in the ages between if you're under 16 and you're over 16 and the maturity levels that you have and how you should be able to enjoy social media. You should be able to live in a digital age and feel good about it, that we're building the right kind of experiences for young people depending on their age. Mm-hmm. And as they age mature between the age of 13, when hopefully they first join Instagram, until they're 18 and they become adults using social media as well.
Okay, to finish really briefly, this is one line just to pick up on something you said earlier on. Did you deny that children are accessing content like violence and porn and content promoting self-harm on Instagram? You said that's not happening.
So that kind of content violates our policies. And when we find, we remove it. Absolutely. That absolutely violates our policies. Now, we can never be 100% right. Of course not. And we never claim to be. But absolutely, our intention is all of that kind of content is not allowed on our platform. It is against our policies. And we really work hard to make sure that the content that a young person is seeing on Instagram is age appropriate.
OK, Tara Hopkins from Meta. Thank you very much indeed. Now, what is your reaction to that? 51551 for your text. And we will have Professor Mary Aiken, expert in cyber psychology, just after five to react to what Tara was telling us.